And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Sunday. It's our last show, our last weekend of shows. The Giants wrap up this three-game series with the Arizona Diamondbacks today. And yesterday was not a good day for the Orange and Black. Not only did they lose to Arizona 8-4, but the Phillies won their second game. And the fact that the Giants lost really ended any hopes they had of sneaking into this playoff by having a great streak here over the last couple of weeks. So the Diamondbacks knocked the Giants out 8-4. The Phillies made sure of it by winning their second game yesterday against Washington. And the Brewers continue to kick it around. Delvin Williams again has trouble in the ninth inning, and he turns a 3-2 lead into a 4-3 defeat. And the Brewers end up losing yesterday. So an interesting day in National League baseball. And not only that, but the Atlanta Braves ended up being the Mets yesterday. And now they've beaten DeGrom and Scherzer. And it's the Mets now trailing Atlanta by a game. So interesting Saturday and a more interesting today, because if you pitch your big pitchers today, well, then they can go Friday if you're in the playoff. If you haven't clinched anything and you got to pitch your big pitchers during the week, they're not going to be available for the three-game playoff. So it's really kind of a different kind of year for us here as we get ready to wrap it up, at least for this aspect of it, the last home game today. And the Giants then go to San Diego for three games, and those games are going to matter to the San Diego Padres. And the Padres did win last night, as Clevinger got the win, and Soto, big home run for him. Machado hit his 32nd, and all was well with San Diego last night. Wow, what a time of year for baseball. All right, Arizona won the game yesterday 8-4. 8-12-0 for Arizona, 9 left on base. The Giants 4-8-1. That five-game winning streak came to an end. They've now won 5 of 6. Jameson continues his excellent pitching. This guy has been in four big league games, San Diego, the Dodgers, and the Giants twice. He's 3-0 now. Jake Junis, who came in as the bulk guy yesterday, he ends up taking the loss. He's 5-7. Harleen Garcia got whacked around pretty good in the seventh inning. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, during the day today. 30,630 out at the ballpark yesterday, 3 hours and 10 minutes. For Jameson, 6 innings, 6 hits, a couple of runs. He did give up the home run, a bomb to J.D. Davis. Boy, number 12 for him on the year. His 8th as a Giant, 436 feet, and that one was dead center field on that canopy out there. And as Dwayne called it, that ball was out of here. It really was. So 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, 98 pitches for him. And then the Arizona bullpen held it together for this 8-4 win. For Jake Junis, well, the slider, it was there, but he didn't have any defense. The outfield killed him yesterday. Jock Peterson can't cover any ground out there. We know that. And the Giants move these players around like they're chess pieces, and Vosloo was put in left field yesterday. He's an infielder. It's the major leagues. It's different. The speed of the game is different. He missed a couple of fly balls, and before you knew it, Arizona tacked on 3-4 runs, and they ran away with the game. For Junis, he probably deserved better. 4 2/3 innings for him, 8 hits, 4 runs, no homers, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. He did go 83 pitches yesterday. All right, so in the last 12 now, the Giants are 10-2, and in this 13-game stretch, which I thought they could win them all, they have a chance at least to go 11-2 today in the 13 games against Arizona. Last 14 at home, they're 9-5. Against the West, 31-41, and that really has been the problem for this ball club. They just cannot handle the Dodgers in San Diego, and they've lost the season series now to Arizona, believe it or not. Arizona leads the season series 10-8, and this series, of course, is tied up 1-1. October, well, we only had one game. They're 0-1. After the break, 31-36. It got more respectable, but after the break is what really sunk this ball club. At home, 43-37. Arizona on the road is 33-44 now. And last year, let's face it, last year 17-2 against Arizona. This year 8-10. Wow, what a difference. What a difference a year makes. Some of the other things in baseball yesterday, I mentioned the defense of the Giants, and I'll say it again. You just can't move these people around like they're chess pieces and expect to get top-flight major league defense all the time, and it really cost the Giants yesterday. For Harleen Garcia, he came back from paternity leave, and I'm sure that was not simple, just coming back. He hadn't pitched for a week, and he was thrown into a very, very tight situation. And frankly, I very rarely criticize the manager in this situation, but let's face it, the Giants had about that 1 in 8,000 chance of getting into the playoff, and yesterday was a seventh game of a World Series. If you lose it, you're out. Phillies had lost their first game, so that was good. Milwaukee hadn't played yet. The Phillies had a second game coming up. And here we are. It's a tight game in the seventh inning, and Garcia comes in. And he gets knocked around, and you wonder, if this is a seventh game of the World Series, you got to manage like it. You can't say, hey, we got a pocket of lefties coming up, and the analytics tell us that Garcia should be the pitcher here. He hadn't pitched in a week. You don't throw him into that situation at that point. And I think that was bad managing yesterday. That was a game that had you can't let it get away. You had to win that game. And if it meant bring Rodgers in the seventh inning, if it meant bring Duvall in the seventh inning, whatever it was to stop the bleeding, you had to do it yesterday, and the Giants did not do that. And I think it's worth the comment this morning. All right, in the third inning, Estrada, well, the guy has had a great season. He really has. Fielder's choice drives in a run. Rojas, a sacrifice fly, and then the double by Alcantara. Davis hit the home run. More hits by the Diamondbacks, another double by Alcantara. Peterson missed a ball. And the good news, Yastrzemski hit another home run, his 17th of the year, his fourth, I think, the last 10 days or so. And that made it 8-3, and Proctor's sacrifice fly made it 8-4. But for Yastrzemski, 355 down the line, and he did get it out. And you wonder if he's saving his job, but I'll say it again. It's better to get rid of a guy a year too early than a year too late. And even though he's put on this rush in September, he barely has 100 hits for the entire 162-game season. How about that? Logan Webb, he's going to be shut down. They're going to put him on the injured list. His back is a little tight. There's no reason to let him pitch anymore. This season is over. The Cubs won again yesterday. The Cubs are good. I'm telling you something. I've watched the Cub games this week. They have a bullpen. This Hughes, the lefty, they have a converted outfielder from Michigan State. He's a lefty. He's terrific. And they do have a good bullpen. They've got athletes. If they can figure out how to hit a little bit, Cubs are going to come back way before you expect it. Six straight for the Cubs. Machado hit 32. Soto 27 yesterday. The Padres get the win over the White Sox to knock Dylan Cease around. Braves, as I said, beat the Mets and Scherzer. How about that? Devin Williams kicks in another one. Boy, the Marlins, grand slam against Peralta on Thursday night. Makes it 4-2 from 2-0. And the Brewers winning last night in the ninth inning. Devin Williams comes in, walks a couple, gives up a hit, and they lose that game 4-3. That could cost the Brewers a playoff spot here, but they're going to have to use their big pitchers for Arizona that they will be coming in this week. So I've talked about the defense. I've talked about Garcia, and that was on my mind this morning. All right, Atlanta and the Mets. Atlanta now has that one-game lead, but the Mets have the tiebreaker. They'll be playing later tonight. San Diego, two in the loss column now over Philadelphia. Milwaukee is one back of Philadelphia. So it's 71 losses for the Padres, 73 for Philly, 74 for Milwaukee. Nothing is done yet. Nothing is done yet. Toronto, 69 losses. Seattle, 70. Tampa Bay, 72. So it looks like it's going to be Toronto and Seattle in that first round, and Tampa Bay is going to get Cleveland. Boy, what a time for baseball. It's been a good year, a lot of good stories, and this is going to be wild what's going to happen this week and starting on Friday. What do you see what's going to happen with this three-game playoff series, all on the road for some teams, all at home for others, and it's going to have a big difference. We have never seen anything like this before. All right, time now for our Perry's Preview on this Sunday morning. It's sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, for the Diamondbacks today, they go to Zach Davies. He's a right-hander. He's formerly with the Cubs, and not overpowering. This is a precision guy, and when you look at his numbers, you realize why. He's 29 years old. His 182nd Major League game and start. He's 58 and 53 lifetime. This year, 2-5 with a 4.18 earned run average. The whip is not bad, really, for who he is, 1.29. He did pitch against the Giants in San Francisco this year. 5 innings, 5 hits, a run, a homer, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. In September, 5 games, not great. 21 innings, 28 hits, so do the math, 14 runs, 6 homers. How about that in 21 innings? 9 walks and 19 strikeouts. All right, 129 innings on the year, 60 runs. That's about a little bit over 450, obviously, in that area. Well, better than 450. 21 home runs in 129 innings. So expect the ball to go out today. 47 walks and 99 strikeouts. 7 stolen bases, 5 caught stealing. So he's pretty good that way. Righties, 260 with 14 homers. Lefties with 224 with 7 homers. And away from Chase Field, 1-4, 72 innings away, 15 home runs. So you get my drift today. Maybe we'll see some home runs today. First pitch in play, a little bit worse than 333 with 4 home runs. Runners in scoring position, 263. But you get him runners in scoring position, 2 out. He can put the ball where he wants to put it. 7 for 37, that's 189. All right, 256 first time through with 9, 238 with 9, and then 231 with 3. He's probably exhausted by then. Crawford, 3 for 16. J.D. Davis, boy, he owned the guy yesterday, Jameson. He's 3 for 5 here. Flores, 4 for 10. Longoria, 3 for 11. Jock maybe needs a day off, 0 for 13. Slater, 2 for 4. Wade, 1 for 7 with a homer. Austin wins 0 for 2, and Yaz 3 for 6. All right, the Giants go to the opener again today, and believe it or not, it's a guy who opened yesterday, Scott Alexander, so we will ignore that. I just don't want to talk about the opener right now. We'll talk about it during the show and what it means and why you do it and what it means for your farm system and also for the confidence of your pitching staff. So let's look at Tyler Rogers. He'll probably be in there today. They're using him for 2 innings. 31 years old. He's 15-8 lifetime. 3.68 earned run average this year. 3-4 with a whip of 1.27. Against Arizona, 7 innings, 5 hits, a couple of runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. He's been in 66 games, 73 innings, 70 hits, 30 runs, only 3 homers. How about that in 73 innings? 23 walks and 48 strikeouts. In 200 innings in the big leagues, he has given up 10 home runs, which is absolutely excellent. Batting average against is 250. Lefty's 307, and that ball comes into the lefty, and they seem to be able to handle it with 2 homers. Righty's 211 with a homer. In September, as John said yesterday, he's pitched great. 14 and a third innings, 9 games, 10 hits, no runs for him. Wow. 4.76 earned run average at home. First pitch close to 400 when they put it in play. This is the problem for him and why he makes me nervous, which I said yesterday. Runners in scoring position, 3.62. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 3.42. So if he can keep you off the bases, he's fine. But you get on base, then he becomes a little bit more vulnerable, and that's not great for a relief pitcher. 3 stolen bases, no caught stealing for him. All right. Kelly, 1 for 3. Rojas, 3 for 5. Smith, 2 for 3. Varsho, 2 for 9. Christian Walker, 3-for-7, and Buddy Kennedy, 1-for-3. So that's what we're looking at. With runners on base, 286 average against him. All right, so that is Tyler Rogers. We'll probably see him at some point today, but Scott Alexander, he gets a start for the Giants in a game that is absolutely meaningless for them, and you just want to enjoy the day at the ballpark. Other games today, the Phillies in Washington, they'll wait all day today. They'll wait all night to get this game in. There's supposed to be rain there. They do not want to come back on Thursday for a makeup game, and they want Wheeler to pitch today so he can open the playoff on Friday. So it's a big deal today, the weather in Washington. Wheeler and Corbin, who will not lose 20. He's got 18 losses, and Washington maneuvered that so he wouldn't lose 20. All right, Miami and Milwaukee, it's Lopez and Freddy Peralta, and he was awful the other night, gave up the slam to Garcia to lose the game. He's back, pitched on Thursday, he's back on Sunday. Brewers have trouble with their pitching. Pittsburgh and St. Louis, it is Contreras, who's really been good for them, and Wainwright. Cincinnati and Chicago, Stroman for Chicago, he's been terrific. Chase Anderson, not bad for Cincinnati. The White Sox, it's Lance Lynn and Blake Snell. How about Blake Snell's last five games? 28 innings, 18 hits, 9 walks, 41 strikeouts, and 7 runs given up. How about that for Blake Snell? Boy, he could be a wild card for this Padre pitching staff the way he's pitching right now. Colorado lost again. They've lost 13 of 17, and as I say, a disgrace for the way they played down the stretch. Marquez, and for the Dodgers, who've won 110 games, it's Anderson today. And finally tonight, we're going to have Bassett for the Mets and Atlanta Morton in a huge game for the Mets. They have got to win this game today, or they're going to lose the division to the reigning world champions, the Atlanta Braves. So that is a good one to follow today. All right, I've said a lot. I'm happy to be with everybody. It's our last show of the season. We've got so much to talk about, many people to thank, and a lot to summarize today. So we're going to do it, and we'll start off with the professor. Ron Wotus joins us next right here on the Sports Leader.